So in that way he's non-different, but he's not Krishna.
所以以这样的方式看他们之间并没有任何区别但是灵性导师并不是 Krishna.
So Lord Chaitanya gave us that achintya beta beta tattva. Simultaneously the same and different.
所以说主 Chaitanya 他说那我们有自发的相同但是也有不一样。
And we need that in order to understand Krishna, we have to keep that in mind also.
所以为了我们能够更好的理解 Krishna, 我们必须要把这个道理时牢记在心。
Something can be different, but the same. I think that's the spiritual nature.
那么有些就是所有的这些东西之间它们可以是不一样的但是从它们灵性的本质上来说它们又是相同的。
That may sound like, well, that's crazy, but actually that's the way it is. Spiritual things are beyond our comprehension.
所以这个听起来好像是挺疯狂的但是这个确实事实因为灵性的知识它远远超过了我们可以理解超过了我们的理解力。
So Gopakumara is a complete devotee of Madan Gopal, you know, cowherd boy Krishna, but he's also wants to see Lord Shiva because Shiva is such a great devotee of Krishna.
那Gopakumari 他是一个完全的奉献者那么他是 Krishna 的牧牛童但是呢他又希望能够去面见主 Shiva 因为 Shiva 他是 Krishna 的伟大的奉献者
So he's learning about Lord Shiva. Shiva has one eternal transcendental form.
所以说呢他就希望能够学习到更多的关于 Shiva 的事情所以因为Shiva 他有永恒的超然的形象。
He's not like sometimes one way, sometimes another way. And he doesn't expand himself like Vishnu expands into many forms, but Shiva stays in one form.
Okay, 那么Shiva 他并不是说有的时候是这样的形象，有的时候变成形或者扩展成
And his body is Satchitananda, it's not changing. So he has festivals, singing, dancing, always pleasing everyone, and makes people want to serve Krishna more and more.
所以说呢他总是非常的喜悦和快乐的他总是在举办各种各样的唱歌跳舞的和跳舞的节日他总是希望能够去取悦别人并且去教导别人如何去为 Krishna 服务
He has Sankirtan festivals
那么他有 Sankirtan 的节日
He's like Narada MuniHe's just always singing and dancing the glories of Krishna.
所以呢，他就像是 Narada Muni， 就是总是在高歌和起舞，以此来荣耀 Krishna.
So he especially likes to worship Ananta Shesha.
所以呢，他特别的希望能够崇拜Ananta Shesha.
Yeah, that's it.Serpent, you know, that Vishnu sits on.
Ananta Shesha is Vishnu,
Because they're both presiding over the mode of ignorance.
Because Ananta Shesha is in the mode of ignorance.
So,Lord Shiva is not in the mode of ignorance, but he's in charge of the mode of ignorance.
然而主 Shiva 他自己本人并不是处在愚昧形态之中，但是他却是控制着愚昧形态，他管理着愚昧形态。
Something like someone can be in charge of the prison, but he's not a prisoner. He's not a criminal.
比如说
But he lives in the prison.
Sorry. 比如说他一个人他可以去管理一个监狱里面的这些牢犯们，但是他自己本人并不是一个囚犯。
So he worships all the time also.
所以说呢他也是在Maharaj, so
he's worshiping Krishna all the time.
Ananta Shesha, right?
He worships Krishna also, but he likes Ananta Shesha especially, because he comes from that. So, Gopakumar heard all this, and he was very, very happy, but he wasn't fully satisfied. He wanted to find Madan Gopal.So he chanted the mantra that he got from his guru, the Gopal mantra, then he could understand. Because he really should be meditating on the wonderful leelas of Gopal and the beauty and sweetness of Gopal.
所以说呢，当他在念诵的时候，那么他就一直在冥想着这些美丽的逍遥时光，在想着那些美丽的、甜美的牧牛童们。
So his mind was not satisfied that Shiva is exactly Gopal. He knew there's something else. Gopal is special.
所以说呢，他在所以他在听着这个的时候呢，他就觉得他不能够完全的满足于 Shiva， 他处在 Gopal 的这个形象。那么他觉得这肯定是有一个特别的牧牛童的，有一个特别的 Gopal 的。
But it's by the mercy of Shiva that he's going to be able to.Be with Gopal.
然而，就是因为由于主希瓦的仁慈，使他能和 Gopal 在一起。
So he told his mind like that. Don't worry, Shiva is going to help us to find Madan Gopal.
所以说呢，因为Kumar Gopal 他在寻找着 Madan Gopal。所以他在告诉他自己的心意，不要着急，不要惊慌，因为主希瓦一定会指引他去找到 Madan Gopal 的。
So Shiva took rest.
所以希瓦就休息了。
And there was a beautiful kirtan coming.
那与此同时呢，也就有一就是开始了一阵非常极乐的美妙的 kirtan。
And Lord Shiva just jumped up and started dancing in ecstasy.
那么主希瓦他一下子就跳了起来，并且开始在狂喜中，在极乐中跳舞。
And Parvati and all the other associates of Lord Shiva, they all started singing the glories of the Lord and playing on musical instruments. They joined the kirtan.
所以当 Parvati 和其他的人看到了主希瓦这样的反应之后，他们也都跟着一起极乐的唱诵 Kirtan 和极乐的起舞，并且也都弹奏着他们的乐器。
So Parvati, you know, she wasn't disturbed that Shiva just jumped up and started dancing and made her fall on the ground. She started playing and dancing also.
所以当主希瓦他起来起舞和高歌的时候， Parvati 一直一点也没有受到搅扰，那么他也随着乐器跳了起来，并且也开始唱歌和跳舞。
So then he saw Vishnu Dutas coming.
那么接着呢， Vishnu Dutas 就来了。
And the four Kumaras were with him.
那么四位 Kumar 的兄弟也和Vishnu Dutas 们在一起。
And it says that the Vishnu Dutas, they were so beautiful that next to them you could hardly see the associates of Lord Shiva that were also so beautiful, but compared to the Vishnu associates, they were nothing.
那么主希瓦的所有的朋友
So, he was so attracted to see this that he couldn't see anything else. He was afraid to ask them if he could even serve them, because he was feeling so insignificant next to them.
Kumara Rupa, 当他看到这一切的时候, 他觉得自己实在是太渺小了，以至于他虽然想要去请求他能获得一些服务的机会, 但是他也觉得羞于开口。
And he saw Lord Shiva was embracing them, and then he went into Krishna Prema, full Prema.
那么当他看到了Shiva去拥抱他们的时候, 那他一下子就处在了对Krishna的爱之中，处在了Krishna Prema之中。
And he was thinking, if they would just talk to me or even look at me, I would be so happy.
那么他就在想, 那么如果他要是能够看我一眼，或者哪怕能跟我说上一句话的话, 那么我将会是多么的开心啊。
I had a similar experience the first time I saw devotees.
当我第一次看到奉献者的时候，我也有同样的这种感觉。
The devotees were doing kirtan on the university campus.
当时，奉献者们正在一所大学的校园里进行着 kirtan.
And so I went, you know, and was standing nearby.
所以我就, 走近前去，并且呢，站在了旁边的一个地方。
And they didn't even look at me. Nobody came to talk to me.
他们根本就没有看我，也没有任何人走到我面前来跟我谈话。
So I thought they must be so spiritual that they don't even see me or they don't want to talk to me. I'm so gross.
所以呢，我就在想，他们肯定都是很灵性的，他们根本就没有看到我。
But the next day I came again and one of them came and talked to me. So then I was happy.
那么但是在第二天我又去看他们的时候，其中有一个人就过来和我搭讪。
So he said Parvati understood, you know, so she told Ganesh to talk to him.
所以说Parvati呢，他就理解这一切，所以他就让Ganesh去和他讲话。So
he Ganesh kind of talked very softly, secret.
所以Ganesh呢，就以非常低柔的，那种类似于像私密的这种方式来跟他谈话。He
told him these people are Vaikuntha, they are Vishnu Dutas, they've come from Vaikuntha.
那么他就说呢，是以就是非常神圣的温柔的这种方式跟他讲话。那么跟他说呢，那么这些人他们都是来自灵性的Vishnu的Vaikuntha的心宿。So
they're from the spiritual world.
那么是的，世界。So
he was describing all the different Brahmas and all that, how they have different. Are you still there? Haribol?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Your voice cuts off for me. I hope it's recording. So, he was showing that more of them are coming from all over the universe. They're coming beyond this universe. This is a small universe. They visit all the different universes of Lord Brahma.
那么呢，他们就去了所有的主 Brahma 的这个，就是主 Brahma 的整个的这个宇宙。
So there's so many universes, and we have Brahma. He has four heads, sometimes eight heads, and other universes sometimes 100 heads, sometimes more and bigger universes.
那么所以说呢，像他们就在整个这个宇宙星系中，他们就看到了有好多好多的主婆罗诃摩。那么有的地方的主婆罗诃摩呢，是有四个头的；有的地方呢是有八个头的；那么有的地方呢是有更多的，甚至于是上百个头的婆罗诃摩。So
then there's a verse from the Bhagavatam that is quoted quite often by Lord Brahma.
那么还有一个呢，就是在地球上，那么就经常会有这个伯罗赫摩，他就会去念诵着圣典博迦法坛，经常会去念诵。He
said, "I'm very small. I'm just inside the universe, and I can't even get out."
那么在这里面，婆罗诃摩他就说，我被困在这个宇宙之内，那么我根本就没有办法冲出去。
But from the Krishna's body, so many universes are coming out, just like dust goes through the window.
那么就但是在 Krishna 的身体之内，又有这么多的宇宙生了出来，那么就好像是 the dust on the window or dust.
You through the screen in a window, dust comes through. So like that, the universes are coming out of Krishna's body, just like we sweat.
Oh, okay. 那么就好像这个当窗户打开了以后，那么就会有这个尘土飞出去一样。那么就是这个所有的这些宇宙就从Krishna的这个身体中长了出来。So
he says because Krishna is unlimited, nobody can understand the end of it. You know his glories, even Brahma or Indra, nobody can fully understand Krishna.
那么因为 Krishna 他是无限的，所以没有一个人他真正的能够理解到，就是全面的去理解 Krishna， 无论他是主希望还是天帝 Indra.
There's so many universes and they're all within one shell, and they wander around within Krishna. Nobody can know.
所以在这个具体之中，那这么的，实际上是表述改变自己的身，但没有任何一个人是能够真正的理解这一点。So
Ganesh told him that these Vaikuntha people, all they care about is devotional service, and they go everywhere, anywhere they want, and they teach bhakti.
对，我们那就和库玛拉讲。
So they traveled, when they come out of Vaikuntha and go within the universe just to teach devotional service.
那么所以说呢，那么他们的任务就是他们会做不断的这种星际旅行。那么他们可能也会走出Vaikuntha之外，为的就是为了要去教导别人如何去做奉爱服务。They
devotees don't fear anything in the material world, but they're afraid that things might disturb them from performing bhakti yoga.
So the 奉献者是无所畏惧的，但是他们所害怕的事情，就是有那些搅扰他们无法去修行奉爱瑜伽的事情。So
these Vaikuntha Vasis, they work very hard to help devotees.
所以这些Vaikuntha Vasi，这些Vaikuntha的居民们，他们就非常努力的去帮助奉献者。If
someone chanted the name of the Lord even once, even joking or any way, in pain, they will always try to help them.
所以说呢，他们就会总是会去帮助人们，去哪怕唱诵一次主的圣名，或者哪怕是在就是开玩笑的这种心态中去唱诵主的圣名。And
the four Kumaras, they're also like that.
四库玛拉兄弟他们也是处在这样的心态之中。
They live on Tapaloka, but sometimes they feel separation from Krishna, so they travel also.
他们是住在 Tapa Loka, 住在 Tapa 星球，但是有的时候呢，他们会处在与Krishna的分离的极端，也开始。
They go to Vaikuntha to visit Vishnu. They want they because they also enjoy chanting Sankirtan. So you're saying that no one can really describe the And then Ganesh says, if you get the full mercy of my father, that's Shiva, then you will know all the glories of Vaikuntha and you can go there and see for yourself. So he should be able to get the mercy of Shiva.
所以说呢，应该得到主希瓦的仁慈。
Because getting the mercy of Shiva doesn't mean you go to Shiva Loka, it means you go to Vishnu.
因为得到主希瓦的，因为得到主希瓦的仁慈，并不意味着你要去到希瓦的星宿，而是你会去到主 Vishnu 的星宿。
So Gopakumar said, I was in a hurry. I wanted to go to Vaikuntha.
所以Gopakumar说，哦，那如果这样的话，那我还真得赶紧，我得赶紧去Vaikuntha了。
He started dancing in ecstasy.
所以呢，他也开始在狂喜中舞蹈。
But he was thinking, I'm not fit. I can't go there. I'm not qualified.
但是他又在想。我因为不够资格，所以可能我也没办法去到那里。
So he fainted unconscious.
所以呢，想到这里呢，他就晕倒了，失去了知觉。
But Lord Shiva picked him up and started talking to him.
但是主希瓦呢，就把他给抱了起来，并且呢，开始和他谈话。
So he said, I myself and Parvati, we also want to live in Vaikuntha.But it's not easy to go there. Even Lord Brahma is thinking, I want to go to Vaikuntha. Even Shiva is thinking. Yes, Lord Shiva is always teaching the highest truths, you know.
主希瓦他总是在教导最高的真理。
So he's saying you have to, one has to be completely pure.
所以呢，他就说一个人必须要达到全然的纯净。
Without any selfish motive.
没有任何自私的动机。
That, you know, like,it says in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service.
比如说我们在圣典博迦瓦坛在开篇的时候就提到了没有任何动机的 不间断的做奉爱服务。
Because we should have a motive, we want to please Krishna. We want to do it for Krishna's pleasure. That's our motive. Not that we want to gain for ourselves some position or somemoney or some sense gratification, that's a material motive. But a pure motive, to please Krishna, please the Guru.
当然了，我们是要有动机的。那我们的动机就是去取悦 Krishna, 去总想着要为 Krishna 服务，而不是我们想获得任何的物质动机。我们不是想获得任何的金钱或者是声名，而我们想的是总是要去取悦 Krishna,这是我们的动机。
So if one multiplies that mercy, it can become Brahma, and if he multiplies it 100 times more, it can become like Shiva.
所以说呢，当你这个加倍了你的这个仁，得到了仁慈以后呢，那么你就可以变成婆罗诃摩。那么当你的这个仁慈又更加的加倍了以后，那么就可以达到主希瓦了。
And if one gets 100 times more than that, he can go to Vaikuntha.
那么当你得到了比希瓦的仁慈还要多100倍的仁慈之后，那么你就可以真达瓦昆塔。
But, of course, just that we can understand the causeless mercy that we are getting from Lord Chaitanya. He's giving us a chance to go right away to Krishna Loka, not even Vaikuntha. Inconceivable causeless mercy of the Lord simply by chanting the Sankirtan. So Lord Shiva, of course, is very humble, so he is talking in a humble way.
当然主希瓦他是非常的谦卑的，他在谈话的这个过程中也是以非常谦卑的心他在讲述的。
So Shiva is telling him, you can go to Vaikuntha because you're a devotee of Krishna, the Lord of Mathura.
所以说主希瓦和库帕孔摩尔说你是可以去到瓦昆塔的星宿的，因为你是 Krishna 直接的奉献者，你是在这个你是 Mathura 的主的奉献者。
You're totally dedicated to your guru and to the mantra he gave you.
而且呢，你是完全的奉献于你的灵性导师，你的 guru， 并且呢，你也如此的去依附于他给你的 mantra。
So it's not mechanical. But if we're loyal to the order of the Guru and chanting our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that gets the unlimited causeless mercy of the Lord to go to Krishna Loka.
那么所以说呢，当我们去遵循我们的 Guru 的教导，并且我们去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗的时候，那么我们就会获得仁慈，并且我们就能够真达到 Krishna 的 Loka。
But devotees who really just want to serve the Lord, they don't care for the impersonal place.
那么然而奉献者真正想做的事情就是去服务于至尊主，他们并不是想达到获得这种非人格的
This place that he's at now is the place of liberation, but Shiva is saying you should reject that. You want to go to Krishna.
They want to go to
Krishna. So we don't care for impersonal liberation.
那么他们说，我们实际上真正的希望是能够真达于 Krishna， 而不仅仅满足这个非人格的解脱。
And Lord Shiva then it's explained, you know, he presented Mayavadi philosophy to get people away from Buddhism.
那么主希瓦他就在这样解释着，那么他就以Mayavadi 的假象宗的这样的身份在解释着，他希望人们能够摆脱佛教。
Okay. I hope you're hearing me because I can't hear you very good at all. But so he tells a long story, you know, about different things.
所以说呢，主希瓦他就出了一个很长的故事，然后这个故事里面涵盖了很多内容。
Says that even when Krishna appears, even the human beings they have spiritual bodies.
那么说 Krishna 他即便是以人形的形式存在，那么他的这个存在也是灵性的。
Very long explanation of the transcendental nature of the gopis.
那他也解释了他的这个超然的本性，以及和牧牛姑娘们在一起的这些逍遥时光。
So he said, you're getting the mercy of your guru, so even you're here in this impersonal place, but you saw the Lord.
他说呢，即使因为您是 ，Sorry, Maharaj, could you say it again?
He's telling Gopakumara that because of special mercy, because of the guru, he's able to see Krishna even in the impersonal place.
Okay, well, 他说呢，就是因为你的就是主希瓦和 Gopakumara 说，因为这个仁慈，由于你的孤独的仁慈，使你能够见到 Krishna， 即使是在这个非人格的 地方。
So if one gets the mercy of Krishna and Guru and he really wants to see Krishna, he will. Nothing can stop him.
所以说，当一个人他得到了孤独的仁慈之后，他就真的非常的希望能够见到 Krishna， 没有什么事情能。
So Gopakumara says he was in so much ecstasy, he wanted to say something, but he was too shy, couldn't say anything. So the Vaikuntha, they bowed down before Lord Shiva.And talk to Lord Shiva.
Who bow down to
the Vaikuntha, the Vishnu Dutas.
Oh, okay. So, 那这些 Vishnu Dutas 们，就是Vaikuntha 星宿来的这些居民们，他们就向主希瓦顶拜。
They were saying that, you know, he's not different than Krishna. Then.
他们就和主希瓦说。您和 Krishna 没有任何的区别。
He's not different than Vishnu. He's different but not different. That's the thing.
Okay, 他和主西和主 Vishnu 之间有区别，但是又是没有区别的。
He's an incarnation.
说主西瓦是Krishna 的一个化身。
So they said, you're speaking very nicely, exactly the mood of the Supreme Lord.
并且呢，您就是完全的是以至尊主的心态讲述了刚才所有的这一切。
So they're saying that amongst all the incarnations of Shiva, he's the greatest.
所以他们又讲了，说
I mean, all the incarnations of Vishnu, Shiva is the greatest.
那么就是在众多的所有的 Vishnu 的化身中 Shiva 是最伟大的一位。
And the reason is because he inspires people to perform bhakti.
那么原因就是因为他总是在鼓励人们去履行奉爱。
So it's similar to Lord Chaitanya.
那么这也同样适用于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
In Advaita Acharya, he's the incarnation of Shiva, and he's the one that called Lord Chaitanya to come.
Advaita Acharya, 他是主希瓦的化身，那么也就是他呼唤着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的降临。
Because he wanted everybody to worship Krishna.
他希望每个人都拜 Krishna.
Right?
对吗？
Gopakumara was said Lord Shiva was very embarrassed to be praised so much.
那么所以说呢，当听到这一点以后呢，主 Shiva 他就觉得非常的难堪，因为他觉得他自己被荣耀了。
So that's another important point that saintly people don't want to hear themselves being praised.
所以呢，这也就是一个要点。那么就是神圣的人，他们不希望听到自己被赞扬。
they're embarrassed because they think praise is for Krishna.
所以说呢，当他们总是希望能够赞扬 Krishna， 所以当他们听到自己被赞扬的时候，他们觉得非常的害羞。
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't praise devotees. We should praise devotees. Krishna likes it.
但这并不意味着我们就不要去赞扬奉献者了。我们必须要去赞扬奉献者，因为赞美是非常美妙的。
And when we praise a real devotee, that devotee gets more inspired to glorify Krishna.
因为当我们去赞扬一位奉献者的时候，这位奉献者。 他会更加的得到鼓励的去崇拜主Krishna。
So then these Vaikuntha people, they started embracing Gopakumara because they were so compassionate.
那么Vaikuntha的居民呢，他们这会儿就开始热烈的拥抱Gopakumara，因为他们是充满了如此的怜悯之情。
They glorified Gopakumara and said, "You're definitely a devotee."
所以呢，他们就赞扬了Gopakumara。
And he's saying that his spiritual master, the Brahmana that he met in Vrindavan, is actually an incarnation of Krishna.
那么他们说，他的这个灵性导师，就是他在文达本所见到的那位婆罗门，事实上就是 Krishna 的一个化身。
So. He said that Vaikuntha Vasis, they said, "We came here only for your sake."
那么Vaikuntha的居民就说，我们来这儿完全是因为冲着您而来的。
So they said, "If you want to go to Vaikuntha, give up everything and just do the 9 forms of devotional service."
那么他说，如果你要是想到Vaikuntha去的话，那么你就放弃一切，你只要去做那9项奉爱服务就好了。
That means he should not chant mechanically, but it should be ecstatic sankirtan.
那么意思就是说，你不能够只是机械的去唱诵，而是要怀感谢之情去。
And then he could be performing the, you know, the 9 kinds of devotional service.
你才能保证。
They tell him to hear, honor the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it talks about devotional service. And hear regularly about the pastimes of the Lord.
并且呢，有规律的聆听主荣耀主的逍遥时光。
When you hear those things, then you'll quickly get to Krishna's place. So they said, because Gopakumara didn't know so much about the 9 types of service, they stressed on hearing. So then I quote many Bhagavatam, there's nothing, no matter how much one is suffering, the best thing is to just hear about Krishna. Get a taste for hearing about Krishna.
那么所以说呢，他们也就会去这个朗诵阅读圣典佛教瓦坛。那么这里也提到，一个人无论他受到的。But
any one of these 9 forms is very good.
呀，一个人他无论是受到了多大的挫折，那么对他来说最好的解决方案就是去聆听 Krishna 的信息。Pure
devotional service is far better than any kind of karma or jnana or anything else.
那么就是纯粹的奉爱服务，比任何其他的工作瑜伽或者是这个思辨瑜伽都要好得多得多。So
anyone who takes up chanting the holy name, you know, they can get liberation. But what to speak of someone who is worshiping Krishna?
对，任何一个人只要他唱诵了 Krishna 的圣名，都不可能得到。
says anyone who's constantly remembering Krishna, even with wrong intention, when they leave their body, they'll get to Vaikuntha. But devotees, they don't care for any other benefit except being with serving Krishna.
然而奉献者他除了为Krishna做服务之外，他实际上并不期望或者是希望获得其他任何其他一切分支。
You can get anything from the Vedic scripture, but foolish people, they do yajna, they do all kinds of things to get material benefit, but devotees, they don't care for any of those. Even if offered, they won't take it.
事实上，从韦达文献中，你是能够获得一切的好处的。所以有很多人，他们在修习这门知识的时候，是为了要获得一些物质的好处。但是作为Krishna的奉献者，即便是这个好处至于他们的眼前，他们也不会稀罕。他们想做的只是为Krishna做奉献服务。
But devotees, they like to practice all the different nine forms because they get many different varieties of ecstasy.
奉献者他想做的只是去做这九项奉爱服务，因为他们可以从这九项奉爱服务中获得各种各样不同的狂喜极乐之感。I
think everybody knows what these nine forms are, right?
那么我想每一个人都应该知道这九项奉爱服务是什么，对吧？
Shravana Kirtanam, hearing and chanting.
Shravana Kirtanam 就是聆听和唱诵。
That's the most important.
那么这两项是最重要的。
Whatever else we're doing, we should be hearing and chanting.
那么无论我们在做其他什么事情，我们总要做的都是聆听和唱诵。
Shravana Kirtana Smarana, remembering.
Shravana 是记忆。
Of course, whatever we chant about, we'll remember that. Whatever we hear.
但是就是我们在唱诵的同时，我们也会把它记住。
Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana, offering prayers.
然后呢，我们要供奉祷文。
The real prayer means just glorifying Krishna, not asking Krishna, give me, give me, give me this, give me that. Like most people.
真正的祷文，向Krishna来供奉。 祈祷，而并不是向Krishna祈求，并不是向Krishna去索要这个或者索要那个。
Smarana Vandana Pada Sevanam worshiping the lotus feet of the Lord like Lakshmi does.
并且呢，崇拜主的莲花族，就好像是Lakshmi所做的那样。
Archanam, that's like deity worship and that kind of worship.
Archana 就是神像崇拜。
And there's just service, like Hanuman is the best servant.
而且还要做服务，就好像是哈努曼，他是最好的仆人。
And then there's friendship, like Arjuna.
那么接着呢，还有就是朋友，朋友，这个啊，Arjuna。
And then there's giving up everything. Atmanivedana. Atmanivedana. You hear me? Or did,
yeah,
I,
okay. Yes, I hear you and I
didn't hear you. It cut off. Sometimes it gets cut off. So that means like Maharaj Bali, he gave up everything.
那么这个就好像是 Maharaj 大王 Maharaj Bali Maharaj 他呢放弃了所有的一切。
So again we get the key, the next verse. He says, if we do this with faith, then any one of these forms of bhakti, one will get the lotus feet of Krishna automatically.
那么下面一个要点就是我们要怀着信心。 那么如果我们要是满怀着信心去做所有这一切的话，那么每一个人，所有做这一切的人，那么都会自动的就会来到了主的莲花足下。
So that faith is always there very strongly.
所以说, 信心是总要在那里的, 并且总要非常强烈的。
So then there's explanation that Lord Chaitanya explained to Sanatana Goswami about faith.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就向 Sanatana Goswami 解释了关于信心的问题。
It means trust.
那么意思就是信任。
Shada Shabde Vishvasakahe Suridanischai Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Krita Hai. By rendering devotional service to Krishna, one automatically does everything else.
那么通过对Krishna做奉爱服务，那么一个人他就能够自动的，也就完成了其他一切所有的事情。
So when we're chanting, if we can remember that this chanting is the absolute topmost thing, and to go to Vaikuntha, the only thing I have to do is chant offenselessly. And then we can chant, you know, with full faith that it's going to work, because the spiritual master told us.
所以我们要时刻记住唱诵它是非常重要的，而且我们要时刻的唱诵。 那么我们要想达到Vaikuntha的心素，我们所要做的事情，那么就是没有冒犯的，满怀着信心的唱诵就好了。So
we may have some disease, we want other things, and we can't go to Vaikuntha. But if we keep practicing devotional service, everything becomes purified.
如果我们放弃，嗯，我们不卖了，我们，哎哎，嗯。But
if we just keep going, we get free from all kinds of wrong desires.
而且，如果我们要是不断的去做这件事儿的，如果我们要是不断的去做这件事情，那么我们就会很自然的从我们所有的这些欲望中解脱出来。
So there's nobody going to be asking questions because nobody's listening, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody.
But we can stop there.
Yes.
And if when they're listening to it, if they have some, you know, they can, right?
Yes.
Unless you have a question.
Yes, actually, I do have questions, but it's not really related with this. I have many questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Maharaj, so the serpent. Well, I just want to clarify one point from what you taught earlier
yeah.
today. So that's Ananda Shesha. No, well, I mean the serpent.
Ananda Shesha.
Yeah, Ananda Shesha. That one is the serpent to sit in Vishnu's seat, right?
Yeah, Vishnu sleeps on him, lies down. It's actually Balaram, expansion of Balaram.
And he is in control of the mode of ignorance.
Yeah, he and Shiva both.
Okay.
But he's okay. Completely transcendental. He has many heads, and they're holding up all the planets.
Yes. 都是，并且他们都是控制着这个愚昧属性，然而他们自己并不是愚昧属性，他们自己是超然的。Because I don't think I said it very clearly just now, so just to clarify. And
right.
Another question that is the for Krishna, he is the Gopal. And for all of the cows, what he look after, every day. Is that all of them the cows? I mean, all of them the female cows?
Or no, there's cows, and of course there's bulls also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you just refer, when you say cows, it means like all of them together.
Yeah, okay. 刚才我问的另外一个问题就是 Krishna他是牧牛头， 那么他所照顾的所有这些牛是不是都是母牛？ 那么妈妈说在这些所有的这些牛里面， 其实是有公牛也有母牛， 就是所有的牛都是有的。 So far I don't have any other questions. Actually I have a list of the questions, but I don't have the right with me now, so maybe next time.
Okay.
So we wrap it up here?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's 1 hour.
Thank you very much.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'll see you in Hong Kong if you go to Hong Kong.
Well, I won't go to Hong Kong, but there are many other devotees who will go there.
I'm going to go there. Okay.
Well, wonderful. Yeah. Great. Wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.